Today I'm talking to Deirdre Walsh from St. Michael's House. We're going to talk about the Christmas pop-up shop that you will remember. Good morning, Deirdre.
Hi, John. How are you?
I'm great. Do you want to just remind our listeners about the Christmas pop-up shop, what it was for and what it was all about and how it went?
Yeah, we had the Omni Shopping Centre in Santry were good enough to give us one of their empty units for 2 weeks at the start of December. Basically what it is was a pop-up shop. So everything in it was donated items, a charity shop as such. So the funds that we were raising, it was for St. Michael's House, but we were also supporting the cardiac unit in Crumlin Children's Hospital and the Robin Smith Trust Fund.
Okay, was this for anything in particular, or like a bus or equipment or anything like that?
Not particularly. When it started out, it was really with the service users and discussing the cutbacks and the HSC cutbacks and all through the health services, and the funding has been cut throughout our services. So there's it's very hard to get any funds to buy anything anymore. So it was really about talking about ways we can raise money for our centre. Santry Services has two centres, Santry Hall and the Omni Training Centre. So it was really about a way of fundraising for the two centres. But then the service users were also wanted to help out another good cause, because they know other services are also struggling with funds. So they chose the Children's Hospital in Crumlin. And then how Robin Smith's Trust Fund came about was that they saw collections going on in the Omni Centre for her.
Yeah.
So they wanted to know, could they, share the money out to her as well? So we thought the more the merrier.
Oh, yeah, that's fantastic. And we just mentioned, I think the figure is 40 million that, that the funding has been cut by in the past 3 years.
Yeah.
Is that right?
It doesn't look like it'll get any better, the way things are going at the moment. So
okay, and there was a lot of work involved with setting up the shop, and who was involved? Was it the staff and the users?
It was very much the service users. It was it was very much their initiative. Obviously, the staff supported them, but it was through the themselves and their families that we started to collect, obviously, donations. And what I mean by donations, it was the typical type of things that you'd see in a charity shop. We got clothes, we got gift items, like toiletries, things like that, bubble bath sets. We got lots of toys in. So it was really just about having a clear out. Everyone went home, had a clear out at home. And anything that they typically would have brought to a charity shop, they brought it to us. So everything was donated.
There was actually a colleague of mine from Near FM, and she was moving house, and she went up to the shop, and she said she got some fantastic stuff for her house, for her new home.
Did she? Yeah, oh, that's great. Now, yeah, that's fantastic.
Okay.
Glad we were able to help.
Yeah, so tell us a bit more about St. Michael's House and Omni, the activities that are going on up there and the training.
Yeah, well, we're two centres in Santry Services, Santry Hall and the Omni Training Centre, and it would be very much a mixture of training and education, and also the good stuff, all the activities like the swimming and the bowling and the day trips out. But it would very much be, we do a lot of training courses here for the service users, and anything they want to progress in, whether it's literacy or computer skills, or it could be advocacy groups. We have kind of set standards training sessions that we'd do, but also if they brought something to us that they wanted to pursue, we'd help support them with that as well. So
okay.
We do a lot of FETAC as well. FETAC is new courses that we've started to do as well in Santry Services.
Yeah, the FETAC courses, they're sort of, for want of a better word, outsourced, are they?
The staff in St. Michael's House would be trained up to deliver the FETAC, but the accreditation would be a FETAC accreditation. So, I know some of them are equivalent to Leaving Certificate, so it's a great accreditation for the service users to get. And it just means that if anyone that wants to pursue employment, that they have qualifications behind them as well. So that's a great achievement for them to have.
Yeah, and I think the job placement day is coming up. The service users get involved in that as well, don't they?
Absolutely. absolutely, yeah. Gives them lots of ideas of different things that they can pursue, yeah.
Okay, and they're talking about that fundraiser, and how are the cuts affecting the service users directly? I know that the swimming hours, the swimming pool, I think the hours were cut.
That's right, yeah. I suppose, like, unless you're working in the area or attending the service, you wouldn't realise how many cuts there have been. But even the simple little things, that classes that we would have done in the training centre, like, say, art and craft class, whereas previously we would have supplied all the resources for that, whether it's the paint and the craft supplies. And now we find that we have to put that cost back onto families. You know, if you want to take part in these classes, we have to ask you for whether it would be €2 a week or whatever. But, like, you could have someone that's doing five different classes in a week. So that's all adding up to an extra €10 a week. You know, so it's the little things like that. And I know service users have also lost their training allowances in some training centres. And that would have, you know, helped them on top of their disability allowance or whatever. Now they've lost that allowance as well. So it's daily things, you know, for the lads to come in, and that things would have been covered before and not being covered at all. So even their weekly cost of just attending their service has increased, and that's in addition to all the other cuts that have gone on.
Okay, and transport, has that been affected? I know you see St. Michael's House buses all over the place, picking up service users and bringing them to St. Michael's House. Has the transport been cut back?
Yes, and unfortunately I think that's happening in all of the different services. I know people are struggling with that as well. I know staff members are driving the buses more too, to try and help, which is great. But unfortunately, it's one, and I suppose it's there's nothing that seems to be able to be done at the moment. They're looking into all aspects of the service and seeing how they can save money, and unfortunately, we don't have any choice. So, yeah, it's a bit of a shame.
Yes, it is. It's unfortunate. And this means now that there's going to be lots of fundraisers. Is there anything in particular coming up?
I'm sure, like, St. Michael's House as the whole organisation, each centre would do their own fundraising initiatives alongside the general organisation fundraising. I know in the Omni, where I suppose we'll have to plan early this year whether we're going to do the shop again at Christmas. You know, there was a lot involved in preparing for that in the months leading up to it. And often we said maybe we should start earlier this year, you know, especially collecting things. So I suppose we're going to be talking about that soon, whether we're going to do that again this year, because it was so successful. But definitely, like, there's other things, even the small, whether it's a table quiz in local communities, you know, there's a lot of small kind of fundraising events going on throughout the year as well. So
it's a new thing that has to be done. And you're saying it was a great success, the Christmas shop. Was there something in particular you wanted to say to our listeners?
Absolutely. Well, after the last, you aired the last interview, we got a massive response from your listeners, particularly in one of our drop-off points was St. Michael's House headquarters in Coolock. And following the airing of the interview that you did in just before the shop opened, I think every day they were ringing me saying there's more things being dropped in, you need to come down and collect them, and, you know, which was fantastic. So I think once your listeners heard and that we were doing this appeal for donations, they really responded. So it was really just to say a huge thank you to them, because at one point I was worried that we're not going to have enough stock to keep the shop going for 2 weeks, and what if everything is sold in the first week? But we really did get a massive response from the Coolock region, and particularly following your interview that went out. So it was just to really say a huge thank you to all your listeners that did drop down donations.
Well, that's fantastic. It's great to hear that we did actually make a difference. And
you did. It was a huge difference, really. And we could tell that it was literally the day following the interview going out that the donations started to come in, you know, and it was every day the girls in Coolock were ringing me saying, come back, you need to come back and collect them, you know, because they'd no room to store everything. So
that's fantastic. And I think the fact that it was Coolock, the headquarters in Coolock, was one of the drop-off points that made a great difference, particularly to our area.
Yeah. And just to say, and we did say from the start that clearly it was a pop-up shop. We were only going to be open for 2 weeks. So we were aware that we'd probably have some things left over. So what we said from the start was that we were going to try and help as many charities as possible. So we were going to share out anything that was left amongst other charities. And what we did was we brought an awful lot of things down to St. Vincent de Paul in Coolock Village. And again, that was really, we got such a good response from that area, dropping off the donations. It was kind of our way of giving it back to that area as well. So a lot of things were brought down to St. Vincent de Paul. And we also gave some stuff to CASA, which is another service for people with disabilities. And also, I suppose, December being the coldest month, there was collections going on for the homeless. So we had some sleeping bags and warm clothes that we had left over. We gave to the homeless. So anything that was left over has gone on to help other charities. So we've kind of tried to do that where as many people as possible could benefit from this.
That's fantastic. So many people actually benefited from it. And on Delighted Near FM, I was able to play a part in it. So it was such a success. It's a pity you can only do it at Christmas time, but I suppose people will buy more at Christmas time. Are you going to do it next Christmas? Or?
Hopefully. Now, we haven't, as I said, we have to sit down and discuss it and really put a plan forward, because it did take a lot of time and a lot of planning. So, we don't want to impact too much on the lads, their training schedules. You know, we're going to try and figure out a way of doing it without having, you know, impacting on that. And as I said, it takes a long time to, I suppose, get the stuff in. You know, don't people, you know, unless you give them a deadline to say, oh, we need everything in by a certain date. But, like, we were collecting things from as early as September. So even though the shop wasn't open till the first 2 weeks of December. So it's definitely something that's on the agenda for this month, you know, because we want to plan ahead. So fingers crossed now, hopefully we'll do it again. And we got such a great response from the public as well. I mean, we had the same people coming in every day because they knew, you know, the shop would be restocked. The things would come in on a Monday and they'd be in the storeroom being sorted out and they'd be on the shelves the next day. So we saw a lot of the same people coming in every day to, you know, and going out with bags of things, you know. So.
Sign of the times that there are so many vacant shops up in Omni, so there should be no trouble getting it again.
And fingers crossed, hopefully. They were so supportive as well, so we're very grateful for the Omni Park for giving us that opportunity, because we wouldn't have been able to do it without them. And, you know, so we are very grateful for that opportunity.
Okay, and I'm sure there'll be a lot of parents out there as well who would be willing to help, so that the service users, there wouldn't be much of an impact on their training.
Oh, that's there. And we got a great response from some of the parents coming in to give their time. And particularly when the shop, the weeks before the shop opened, we wanted to stick to a good standard where we didn't want to sell things that were broken or, you know, so all of the stuff that we got in had to be checked. So anything that took batteries or was, you know, games or puzzles, we checked that all the pieces were present, or, you know, electrical items. We didn't put anything out on the shelves that we weren't sure that wasn't working correctly. So, I mean, that took a lot of time and a lot of volunteers to give up their time to come in and do that and help us. So, you know, thank you to them as well.
Yeah, that's great. Everybody get us together to help out, and that's the way things are. That's the way things are, unfortunately, now because of all the cutbacks. Excuse me. Okay, Deirdre, is there anything else you'd like to say in our...
Just again to say a massive thank you to your listeners. Like, as I said, the response was huge from them, and we wouldn't have been able to do it. There's a lot of people to thank, you know, for giving us the opportunity, but realistically, we wouldn't have been able to stock a shop without the donations. So that was the biggest part of it, and the response we got from your listeners was huge. So thank you so much. And the total what we managed to raise was just over €4,000. I think we got €4,085. And again, that was way beyond what we ever expected. We didn't know what to expect because we hadn't done it before. So it just shows that, you know, with all of these people coming together to help out, you know, they can make a huge difference. So that's a massive amount to raise in 2 weeks for any service. So we're very grateful for that.
Okay, that's absolutely fantastic. And thank you for talking to us this morning. And
Not at all. And thank you for all your help and support as well, John, and Near FM.
Okay, and I'm sure the listeners will be delighted to hear that. It's good news. Okay, thank you very much, Deirdre.
No problem at all. Talk to you again.